6th parak of Erev Mishnah Tes, we learned that the various houses open up to a chatzah, so we have to make Erev between all of them. Here we have a case where you have various houses that are open to the chatzah, and then aside from that you have a chatzah which is open to this chatzah. The setup is one chatzah deeper inside, and outside of that is a second chatzah, and the inner chatzah walks out through the outer chatzah. So do we say the fact of walking through gives them a status of being part of the outside chatzah, and in order for the outside chatzah to be permitted, they have to make erev with also the people of the inside chatzah? So we say no, two independent, there's a wall between the two, just with an entranceway. So the two independent chatzahs, and each one, it's enough that each one makes an independent erev. The fact that people are walking through it does not affect it. So shtei chatzahs zu v'nimizu, if the inside one made an erev and the outside did not, so that's obvious that the pnimis was teres because it has its own mechitzah. And the people in the houses of the inside inner courtyard can carry from their houses to their courtyard, the chitzayin asura. The people from the outside courtyard cannot carry from their houses to their courtyard because they didn't make an erev. What about if the chitzayin of loy pnimis, if the outside one made an erev and the inside did not? So now we have a problem. There are people walking through this outside chatzah that are not part of the erev. So the Tanakam says shtei masuros, that since these people were not part of the erev, walking through it, they answer the erev, since they're walking directly from their house into the erev. So you can ask me, whenever we make an erev in a town, you have people walking from out of the town into the erev, in the path of the erev. So the mice of the place can say that all I'm talking about when they're walking directly from their houses through their chatzah into this area. So it's really one, if you look at it from the outside, it's one walls an area that part of it is part of the area and part of it is not part of the area. Yeah. Chitoyin of Leipnimis, Shtei Masuris. Yeah, Eva Zulatma Zulatmoi. Here's the Chiddush. Each one made an Erev independently. Zumateres Mishneyatma, Zumateres Mishneyatma. Each one is permitted independently. This is a very big Chiddush. The fact that the inside one is permitted, that's obvious because they're the only ones using it. The fact that the outside one is permitted, why should that be so? They didn't make an Erev together with the inside people. So even though all the people on the inside made an Erev, but now they're walking through, so what's the difference if the inside people made an Erev or they did not? Even so, the Tanakam holds, and that's Halacha, tremendous Chiddush, that this Isser of people walking into my chatzah is only if they're Usser in their place. If they were united into one unit in their place, they don't Usser in the new place. Akiva says, no. What's the difference if they're permitted in their place, but if they're walking into the outside of the courtyard, and now we have, let's say, five people living in the outside courtyard, they made an Erev. Aside from that, we have this whole group of people from inside the courtyard that are walking through it. They're considered like another member of the courtyard that was not part of their Erev. And therefore, he says, Shadrit is regularly salto. He says that the fact that the inside people are walking through it, answers it. Chamay remains Jesus regularly salto. Chum say, it does not answer it. What's the difference between this Chacham and the Tanakama? The difference about this. Tanakama held that the only time the inside people don't answer the outside people is if the inside people made an error between themselves. Whereas this Chacham at the end say, whether they made an error, they didn't make an error. The only thing they're doing is walking through. That's not enough of a shimush for them to be considered a shutef in the outside one. They don't answer it at all. As we said, we're talking like the Tanakama. This is very interesting chiddush that if there are people that are walking through your area, if they are permitted in their area, they don't ask you. If they're also in their area, then they do ask the outside.